We are learning Masechta Sukkah, Daf Tes Amud Aleph, and we're beginning from the top of the Aleph from the Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah, Sukkah Yeshana. Beis Shammai Paislim or Beis Hillel Machshirim. What's a Sukkah Yeshana? Sukkah Yeshana means that the Sukkah was put up more than 30 days before Yom Tov, for Chesukkahs, and it was not made L'Shem Sukkah. That's what Sukkah Yeshana means. So Beis Shammai says it's possible, you have to do L'Shem Sukkah. Beis Hillel Machshirim, and Beis Hillel says that it's kosher. Ve'ezu is Sukkah Yeshana. What's an example of Sukkah Yeshana? Called Shah Asah Koidim Chag Shlesh Miyayim. Made it 30 days before Sukkah, so we had to do L'Shma. Avalim Asal Shem Chag, Afil Matchiyas Hashanah Ksherif. If you did it L'Shem Sukkah, then it's kosher even at the beginning of the year. And it's a Vuyah in the Mishnah also, that if within 30 days of Yontif, which is already Shlesh Miyayim Koidim Chag, which you stop talking about the Yontif, then even if you do it Stam, it would also be called L'Shem Sukkah, because everyone knows, before Sukkah, you're putting up a Sukkah, it's a Shem Chag. So even if Beis Shammai, it'll be kosher. Even Beis Shammai be kosher, was 30 days before. But if Beis Hillel, it's anyway kosher. So the whole end of the Mishnah is the whole end of the Mishnah going to Beis Shammai, because Beis Hillel is anyway kosher. So the end of the Mishnah says that what's called Sukkah Yeshana 30 days before, and if you do the Shem Chag, it's kosher, it's all in Beis Shammai. But Beis Hillel anyway holds that Sukkah Yeshana is kosher. My time the Beis Shammai. So before we see my time, let's see, Taisvis says a few words here. Taisvis says, we just spoke out how the Pasuk on the Mishnah. Zok Taisvis, even if you're Beis Hillel, it's an Ageya, you don't shame Chaganat. Because Zok Taisvis, a filler Beis Hillel, nafkamina shein tzorch lechadish ba'dava. Taisvis says, a Yesoid, that you have to be mechadish, even if you're Beis Hillel says, if you put up a sukkah, let's say last, they put up a sukkah at Hanukkah time, and you didn't do it with shame sukkahs, that it's kosher. Even the Beis Hillel holds, you have to mechadish badava. You can't just leave it the way it is. You have to do something new. You have to do something new about the sukkah, and therefore that's enough kamina. If it's within 30 days, you put it up, you don't have to do something new. But if it's more than 30 days before, you have to do something new. You have to do something new. And we pass like this Taisvis. The Mechaber passes Tov Reish Lam Avav, Sukkah Yeshana, the Hainu Sha'asa, Koidim Shi Kontrasoi Shmir Fnei Chag, you made a Sukkah more than 30 days before Yom Tov, Ksheira, Ovachi Yechadish Badova Ata Begufa L'Shem Chag, you have to Mechadish something, and fill with Tefach HaTefach Sagi, in Mokim Echad. The Mechidish Apnei Kula, Sagi Fila Koldu, Mosul Shem Chag, made a Shem Yom Tov, you don't need any Chidish at all. So you make Epis HaChidish, make Epis HaChidish in the Sukkah, so then it'll work. Zog the Gemara, my time with the Beis Shammai. What's Beis Shammai holds? You have to do something L'Shem Sukkah. Oh my God, the pasuk says, Chag HaSukkos Shivas Yom LaShem. So you see from there, Shivas Yom LaShem. You have to make Sukkos LaShem. Sukkah Asu L'Shem Chag. Beinon, you need a Sukkah L'Shem Chag. Ubeis Hillel. What does Beis Hillel do with the pasuk? Beis Hillel, you don't need L'Shma. So what's Pshat of Beis Hillel? What does he do with this pasuk? Says LaShem. Beis Hillel, whom by the Rav Sheshes, some Rav Sheshes from Rav Akiva. Menayin la'atzi asukah shasur and kol shiva. How do you know that the wood of the sukkah, let's say the schach, is asur kol shiva? You're not mishdamish with it. It's muksa. Muksa means you can't use it. It's asur bahano. Tamalayim, how do you know? Tamalayim chagasukah is shiva yom LaShem. Says it has to go LaShem. And Mitanya, Rav Yehuda adds on a drasha to this. He's not happy with the pasuk alone to say that's also al smoksa. Mitanya Yehuda ben Maseiro Imer, Kesheim Shechal Shem Shemayim Chagiga. Just like on a carbon Chagiga, it's Chal Shem Shemayim is also vano. Kachal Shem Shemayim al sukkah. He darshes in the word Chag that's the loshon Chagiga. Chag Asukah. Shiv Yom LaHashem teaches us just like a Chagiga is also vano. Same thing as sukkah is also vano. Shemayim Chag Asukah Shiv Yom LaHashem. Ma Chag LaHashem. Av sukkah l'Hashem. Just like a chagiga goes l'Hashem, av sukkah l'Hashem. And Tosfos the maschil ma, small tiny Tosfos on the bottom of the Amud, says, the second to the bottom, says, k'shav Rav Yehuda b'mseir, di lav m'shum chagiga, makmila sukkah l'Hashem chag. He's saying, the reason why you need that drasha, because this chag ha-sukkah is, shivas yom l'Hashem, if not for the drasha of chag, like chagiga, you would say it means like Reish Shammai. But from the word chag, we know it means like chagiga, it teaches us osur bahana. So we have a pasuk. Chag Asukah Shivas Yom LaShem. Beis Shammai right now we're learning is he learns that you learn from here that it has to be LaShem L'Shma has to be L'Shem Sukkah. Beis Hillel says no, it teaches that it's also Bahana. So the Gemara says Beis Shammai needs that pasuk for also Bahana also. Or Beis Shammai now in Bayu Leil Lehachi he needs it also for Issa Hana. So Gemara Ein Echanami, you're right. El Mai Tamayu with Beis Shammai. What's Pshat in Beis Shammai? Ksiv Kra Achrina. There's another pasuk. The pasuk says Chag Asukah because you're right that pasuk. Shivas Yom LaShem is teaching us that has to be L'Shem Sukkah. So where's Beis Shammai? That has to be it's also Bahana. That's also Bahana. So where's Beis Shammai's Mekar that has to be L'Shem Sukkah from a different pasuk? Well, my tamar Beis Shammai, Ksiv Kra Achrina, Chag HaSukkah is Tasaloch Shivas Yomim. And we darshan Keilu it says that Sukkah Tasa L'Chag. That's what Rashi explains. Sukkah asuya shem chag beinon. We darshan chag asukas taslo shem yovim. Kilo it said sukkah shem made l'shem chag. So that's b'shamay's makar that it has to be l'shem sukkas. Ubeishilu, what do you do with that pasuk? When bayil leila oisin sukkah b'chayil shemoyd, they allowed to make a sukkah b'chayil amoyd. Because there's a machlekes later on, Rabbanu Rabbi Eliezer, are you allowed to make a sukkah b'chayil amoyd? What's the shaila? Shaila is could be you need a sukkah that's at least 7 days a sukkah. You can't make a sukkah that's less than 7 days. And we learn from this pasuk, Chag HaSukkah is Tastach HaShavas Yomim. And the Rosh Hashanah explains that Yedarshin, Fi Beis Hillel, also, you switch around the pasuk, Sukkah Tastach HaChag, you're allowed to make a sukkah on Yontav, even on Chal Shemoyd. What does Beis Hillel do with that pasuk? What does Beis Shammai do with that pasuk? What does Beis Shammai do? Or Beis Shammai Sviru Luk Rabbi Yezid, Oma Inu Yezid Sukkah Chal Shemoyd, Yitaka Holchuk Rabbi Yezid, Holchuk Rabbi Yezid, Holchuk Rabbi Yezid. So bottom line is like this, we have two pasukim. Chag HaSukkah Shavas Yom LaHashem, and Chag HaSukkah Tastach HaShavas Yomim. One pasuk l'kul yama is to tell us that it's also bahana, that the sukkah, the schach, is also bahana because of Shem Mitzvah. Which sounds like here from the Gemara, that's the rice even. Ayin Toisvis, the Ramas Manayin, that handles that all the Gemara sounds like the Rabbanon, but it sounds like the rice the Gedin. There's another pasuk that says, Chag HaSukkah Tastach HaShavas Yomim. That pasuk, l'fi Beis Shammai, is teaching us that you have to do it l'shem sukkah, Shem sukkah, Shem chag, Shem Mitzvah. According to Beis Hillel, it's teaching us that you're allowed to make a sukkah chal shemoyed, and Beis Shammai also can't make a sukkah chal shemoyed, so everything's very good. So tomorrow, Beis Hillel, let's do Rav Yehuda Amarav. Don't Rav Yehuda Amarav. Beis Hillel doesn't hold Rav Yehuda Amarav because what does Rav Yehuda Amarav say? Don't Rav Yehuda Amarav. Talking about tzitzis. I saw min haKoytzim umin haNimim umin haGardim. If someone makes tzitzis from koytzim, these are different threads that are hanging off a beged. Koytzim is like there was extra thread, they tied it to the bottom of the bag, and now you want to turn it to tzitzis. After it was tied already. Umina nimin, nimin is like it has like a border, and the strings hanging out from that. Umina garden, that's also other strings that are hanging off the baguette, off the piece of clothing. These are the halacha is psula. You can't make this into tzitzis. Why? Because it was tied to the baggage, shloi l'shma, not l'shem tzitzis. I can't turn it into tzitzis now. Even though strings were hanging down perfectly, but since it was part of the baggage, it was made as part of the baggage, it's possible tzitzis. Min asisim. But if you use a ball of thread, it's kshera, even though it wasn't spun, l'shem tzitzis. Ki amrisa kamei d'shmuel. Rav Yehuda said, when I said this in front of Shmuel, because Rav Yehuda was a Talmud of Rav and a Talmud of Shmuel, after Rav was Nifta, he went to Shmuel. So Rav Yehuda and Rav, this halacha, that these things are possible because it's not Lashma, but Sisim is Kshera. It says, Shmuel, when I said it was Meron from Shmuel, I'm only Afman HaSisim, not Mipsula. Sisim was apostle. Devinim Tvi Lashma, because he needed to be spun, Lashma has to be L'shem Tzitzis. So, this we see by Tzitzis, it says Lashon Tasa, and you see, Akapadim, it has to be tied l'shma. So maybe over here, which also darshan, Hakanamine, by a sukkah, su l'shma. He also should need it l'shma. Because they both have the exact same lashon. Chag HaSukkah is tasa l'cha. And Beshami Taka learns it has to be l'shma. But Basil says, no, it's for something else. What do you mean? He darshan is tasa l'shma by tzitzis. So by sukkah, say the same thing? How do we know? Because Rav and Shmuel wouldn't be able to argue on Basil. We always pass the Beis Hillel. Rav and Shmuel say this as a fact. He's saying, we're telling Beis Hillel doesn't hold on to Rav, because Rav doesn't argue on Beis Hillel, that's fair to say. And since, by tzitzis, darshan tas, little shma, so sukkah should be the same thing. So, I'm going to go, Shani Hossam, Dom Akra, Gedilim tas lecha, l'shem chavecha. There it's, first, Gedilim tas lecha has to be l'shem tzitzis. Right? No, hachin hami, chag asukkah tas lecha, l'shem chavecha. Here it says tas lecha, has to be for you, l'shem chavecha. So what's the difference between tzitzis and sukkah? Both have the same exact lashon. Look at it. Gedilim tasa lecha. Here it says, Chag HaSukkah is tasa lecha, shavas yom. So why one would ask l'shma, one not? So the Gemara, the lashon tasa lecha, huma boile l'mute gezula. We need it by sukkah to l'mayit gezula. And therefore we can't use it for l'shma. And in the beginning, Chag HaSukkah is v'darshan that Chag HaSukkah is tasa that you can make a sukkah. But we need tasa lecha, we need that to say that you cannot use a sukkah gezula. So the fact that Gemara Hosef Naim Barile Mute Gezula, there also by tzitzis, you need something to make a gezula, so how do you know the darshan they need l'shma? So Gemara, no, there for gezula, if something is stolen, have a different pasuk. Ha'aksam k'siv k'ra achrina v'asu lahem mishalahem. It says v'asu lahem tzitzis, that teaches it has to be mishalahem. So we're coming out that tasa lecha by sukkah you need four l'mayit gezula. So Tais has already asked the kasha, famous kasha you have in other places that he asked, what do you need a pasuk? What's mitzvah? Baba Avera? So Tosfos here is mitzadet to say that mitzvah haba ba'aveiro is not the araisa. It's not the araisa. Mitzvah haba is not the araisa. The Michas Chinuch has a famous pshat. Shmack up Blom's pshat to answer this kasha. Mitzvah haba. Mitzvah haba is the araisa. Mitzvah ba'aveiro only tells you not mekayim the mitzvah. But if you went, but there's two halachas on sukkah. First of all, you get a mitzvah say to eat in a sukkah. Also, you're not allowed to eat out of a sukkah. So, klapi, not eating in a sukkah, if you ate in the sukkah, you wouldn't have the iser. You wouldn't have the iser that you're eating in a sukkah, you're not getting the mitzvah, but you're not eating out of a sukkah. That's the mechzinus on taina. So, therefore, you need this pasuk of tas lecha to tell you that for gzula, you also won't be, it's not considered eating in a sukkah, you only got the iser. You only got the iser of eating out of a sukkah. That's the mechzinus taras to answer this kasha on mitzvah haba ba'aveira.